chas v'shalom make suggestions, ridiculous suggestions, like we know the will of God and we know why bad things are happening. Chas v'shalom. There's a famous book of halachic responsa. Shail Satshuvas is called the Shail Satshuvas Chacham Tzvi, the father of Yankim Emden. And there, he brings a story. There's kind of like a hakdama, a preface to the book of halachic responsa. And he tells the story of his life. And amidst the story, he shares a story about the Baal Shem Tov. He said the Baal Shem Tov asked Hashem, made a request from heaven, that he wants to be mekayim, he wants to fulfill the mitzvah of shimush talmid chachamim, of helping a talmud chacham. It's a great mitzvah to help, to provide service to a talmud chacham. And so the Baal Shem Tov asked, which talmud chacham, who in his generation is considered an outstanding talmud chacham, that he should go, the Baal Shem Tov, should go to be meshamash a talmud chacham. So from heaven he was told that there are three incredible sages, great Torah scholars. There's a Goren, Reb Ephraim Ashkenazi. There's the author of the Pnei Yeshua, Reb Yeshua Falk. And then there is the author, Reb Ephraim Zalman Shor, who authored Alexander Sender Shor, who authored something called the Tvuas Shor, Bechor Shor and Tvuas Shor. So the Baal Shem Tov set out for the Lithuanian town of Brod, where this Reb Ephraim lived. Now this Reb Ephraim was a very old man, and he wasn't well. And I'm not sure what the condition is called, but he was always cold. He was always shivering, always cold. And they would take him like to a sauna and warm him up, and he would give him hot soup and hot tea and wrap him up in blankets to try to give him a little comfort. So the Baal Shem Tov came to his home, and the Baal Shem Tov saw this very, very elderly, fragile Torah scholar shivering under blankets and pillows, very uncomfortable. And it was a summer afternoon. The Baal Shem Tov himself went and he took wood and he built a raging fire in the stove. He let a stove in the house, you know, like this is 17th century. He builds this raging fire. And the house gets very hot. It's a July hot summer day, and now the house is boiling hot. So much so that Reb Ephraim was able to roll back the blankets, and he even took off the sweater that he was perpetually wearing. In the meantime, Reb Ephraim's wife came home, and she was an elderly woman, and probably not particularly overjoyed with the circumstances of the situation. And she sees a raging fire in July. The house is like a sauna. And she started to scream at her husband, "Who is this nut, this lunatic? Who came to our house? Why is it so hot over here? You could die from heat." The Baal Shem Tov felt terrible. Baal Shem Tov felt like here he was trying to bring a little bit of respite to this aged scholar, this aged Torah scholar, and instead he caused him discomfort. Because now his wife came home and she was upset, and he would have to deal with the fallout of having an angry spouse. Reb Ephraim noticed that the Baal Shem Tov was very distressed, that he had caused Reb Ephraim distress, anguish, instead of alleviating his situation. So he said to the Baal Shem Tov, "It's okay," he says. Sometimes, he says, there's a little anger in the house. It could all be a good thing sometimes. He says, "Don't worry, it could be a good thing. Something good can come of it." And he begins to tell the Baal Shem Tov a story. He says, "I once had this nocturnal vision. And in this vision, I'm in the heavens. And I see the way they're bringing a hapless fellow before the heavenly tribunal, the heavenly court. And they began to ask this man about his many sins. And he says, 'You did this wrong. You did that wrong.' And holds a whole list of things you could have done right and didn't do. You had so many opportunities for mitzvahs. You didn't do the mitzvahs." So the man said, "It's not my fault. I was in a bad marriage. My house was toxic. We were always fighting with each other. And that drained me. It drained me. Chmana Litzan, a bad marriage could be a very draining thing. It drained me. And I didn't have the koyach. I couldn't function." And this, the man is trying to explain. He says, "Yeah, I fell short, but you know what? The circumstances were overwhelming." a malach was standing there, and the malach was a spectator. He began to scream at the man, "What a chutzpah you have," he said. "You do bad things and you blame it on your wife? You blame it on a bad marriage? You're responsible for yourself. How dare you try to make excuses for your lousy behavior because you had a bad marriage?" And the malach is ripping into this poor fellow. And Ephraim says, "When I heard the words of the malach, I became very, very angry." So the malach doesn't even know what marriage is. Like, you know, with the Gemara, with Moshe Rabbeinu comes up to heaven. And he says, "Klum yetzahari yeshbechem, you even know about the real world?" Here's a malach who's ripping into this fellow. He's living in the real world. He doesn't even know what this world is like. And so, Rebbe Ephraim said, he began to yell at this malach, "How dare you open a mouth? How dare you cast aspersion on somebody? Do you know what he went through? Do you know what the pain of a bad marriage is? Who are you to judge somebody else?" And so, he said, in the end, "I was victorious. I saved this person from much harsher judgment. And in heaven, they decided that this fellow, this angel, would have to come into a terrestrial neshama. He would have to come into this world. And he would have a bad marriage. And he would suffer from that kind of circumstance and situation. And we'd see how well he did." The Ephraim said, "You should know that this young man ended up living in my very city here in Brod. And he got married. And it was a terrible marriage. It was a terrible marriage. It was toxic. They could not get along for even a moment. And in the end, he got physically sick. He had a breakdown. He got physically sick from this terrible marriage he was in. And they came to me to get divorced. And I said to the young man getting divorced, I said, 'Aha, now you won't cast aspersion on others again. Now you will not point an accusatory finger at others when you see them not doing what they're supposed to do.'" And the Rebbe Ephraim told the Baal Shem Tov, this guy didn't last much longer. He said within 2 years, you know, his body and soul separated, and he went back to being a malach. But he said, "But a person should never be mekatrig, never cast aspersion on Yidden." And so, my friends, let us never, ever, ever cast aspersion on Yidden.